been all evening. I'm crazy or something.
I'm gonna fix this whole place up for you, honey. Get your brand new sink. I'm gonna paint the walls. Screen in the front porch so we can sit out there evenings and watch the kids play.
I thought we were going to do all that up at the dream house.
Would you mind something terrible if this was our home for always?
Of course not. I love this house. It's where my children were born. That other house was your dream, not mine.
Honey, that dream's gone up in smoke. Now, Colonel Coleman's always been after that property. Well, I sold it to him tonight. Oh, except the graveyard grove. Come morning, our boy's going out to college. If he makes good, he's going to help his brother Matt get started. And Matt'll help Becky and right on down the line.
Oh, Clay. Of course they'll make it. They're all thoroughbreds. There's not a throwaway in the bunch, just like you said.
God knows they'll turn out to be doctors and nurses and lawyers, even presidents. That Clay boy, a going-away suit. I don't want no son of mine looking like a hillbilly.
Oh, Clay, darling. Good luck, Clay boy. God bless you. Don't you dare unpin your college money until you're face to face with the dean. Don't take up any fancy ways, boy. Trust in God and go to church.
Amen.
Make us proud.
Say goodbye to your brother, kids.
I want to go with Clay boy.
Come here, Patty Case. I love you, fool. Now, be good, huh? Come here.
Okay.
Someday it'll be your turn, dear. Remember how much you loved.
Give me milk in.
Right far.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. And if you have one of those old cans, send it in and we'll give you 10% off a genuine Liberty Seed Bank. No questions asked. Remember, nothing good comes from a can.
And his wife, neath the swaying pine and the clinking vine. Just before he left, he said, "Now, young man, take good care, don't let the bugs bite. Please make sure to say a word at night for all your brothers feeling blue." I stayed a while, took my tea alone, called it home, like a play child, running wild, heard a blue jay call, said, "We got you now, hope you bow to the old man's word, I'm sure you heard," just before he left. "Now, young man, take good care, don't let the bugs bite. Please make sure to say a word at night for all your brothers feeling blue, 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 blue all the time."
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Sorry for the snafu. This is Larkin, Texas, and I'm just an American. On this Saturday, the 25th of August, 2012, I'll be your host for 1 hour. Today's program note is a singular one, titled Empathy. And you can find it written down at larkintexas.blogspot.com, as it consists of blessed few words in the form of a quotation. The oppressors are not the elite. They are just the master of ceremonies. Your oppressors are the sheeple. That's 100% of the brawn. The elites fuel the brain trust. It's one enormous organism, and the truth movement does not generally see this. It tries to convince the body parts to strangle the head. The sheeple are vicious when they coalesce into a mass. They don't have a shred of truth in them. And then someone with a bullhorn seems always there on behalf of that brain trust. To engage the enemy, that's you, in another futile quest. And if you recall, last week I spoke of those boneheaded things called isms, which are little more than mere symbols of multisyllabic words connected to so-called schools of thought that are most often framed then defined by others. It was suggested that those labels, liberal and conservative, mean nothing anymore. They're no longer effective tools for meaningful communication, even though the use of these words still persists, as if weapons wielded in warfare, on a stage set, informed by agitprop. Please visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and consider the offerings of our sponsors, several of whom advertise products and services exclusive to RBN. If you're listening to this broadcast live on your AM radio, that would be KHF X 1140 out of Cleburne here in North Central Texas, then for goodness sakes, folks, how do you do? We're practically neighbors. And if you like, you can give our producer Jessica at the network a shout. Toss in some words of your own. This is Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. And that call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to comment on the final scene you just heard from the 1963 film Spencer's Mountain, starring Henry Fonda and Maureen O'Hara, then by all means, you can interrupt my blathering very easily. I saw this flick with my younger brother and sister in a movie house at Kadena Air Force Base on the island of Okinawa, Japan, when it was then, in 1963, a first-run release. Watching it again last night on YouTube, of course, I'd seen this entire movie several times in the past, I couldn't help but smile, as sure enough I felt that familiar lump forming in my throat, and my eyes started to water, just as they had every damn time, just like before. Or if you care to comment on the quote I just read aloud for you, the same. Otherwise, you may have to suffer through me carrying on about nonsensical matters that may not mean a hill of beans to you. But in case you're not near a computer, today's one program note is called Empathy, and it takes the form of a quotation. To wit, the oppressors are not the elite. They are just the master of ceremonies. Your oppressors are the sheeple. That's 100% of the brawn. The elites fueled the brain trust. It's one enormous organism, and the truth movement does not generally see this. It tries to convince the body parts to strangle the head. The sheeple are vicious when they coalesce into a mass. They don't have a shred of truth in them. And then someone with a bullhorn seems always there on behalf of that brain trust to engage the enemy, that would be you, in one more futile quest. Now, last week, again, we spoke to isms. And most of the material I pulled from program notes titled Word Clouds or War Clouds. But towards the end of the broadcast, I suggested that solutions might better be found at another set of program notes titled Melly Mellow. And if I have difficulty taking up airspace today, ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely where I'm going to go. To those program notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. To the episode titled Melly Mellow. Now, on a personal note, I want to say that Laura's dad, 81 years old, just pulled through heart surgery just fine. He's a tough old cuss. Apparently, last week, he has a neighbor who's he's fortunate enough. He's a gourmet cook, always preparing meals for him and his wife, who suffers from vertigo, apparently. Noticed that he was short of breath, and as it turned out, he needed a little repair of his heart. But Jerry's fine. You know, Jerry's a tough old cuss. He drives a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. And he likes to take long road trips back to where him and his wife are from in North Dakota. Very small town. Jerry doesn't like to talk about it. In fact, it's verboten to discuss it in the family, but Jerry's older brother is said to be the very first combat casualty of World War II. For on that morning of December 7th, 1941, he was flying a reconnaissance mission off of the Aleutian Islands, off of Alaska, and his plane was shot down. So we're not supposed to discuss that publicly, and so I hope Laura will forgive me if I bring this up. He's also related to one Joshua Slocum, who wrote a chronicle of his accounts sailing around the world. In fact, you can still read this account online. It's entitled Sailing Around the World Alone. And there are several websites devoted to this man, Joshua Slocum, who was lost eventually in the Bermuda Triangle. But stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll return to empathy.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Dark flatland she rides on a pony she named Wildfire, whirlwind by her side. On a cold Nebraska night, they say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down his stall. In a blizzard she was lost. She ran calling, why? by the dark of the moon I planted. But there came an early snow. Then a hoot owl howling outside my window now. About 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know. And on wildfire, we're both gonna go. We'll be riding wildfire, riding wildfire, riding wildfire. On wildfire, we're gonna ride, gonna leave Sodbuster behind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll forgive me. I selected these long bump-in tunes for a reason today, because I wasn't sure I was going to get through this live broadcast, and I needed lots of filler. Because the truth is that on most Saturday afternoons, I've plumb run out of things to say. But I'm happy to say that Karen in Minnesota has something for us. How are you, Karen?
Oh, hi, fine. I just
welcome.
Was that Spencer's Mountain with Henry Fonda?
That's right.
Okay. I think I remember seeing that movie a long time ago. But I couldn't help but be touched by it because usually Hollywood projects the future with their movies because the powers that be, they know what the future holds. I found that with science fiction movies, you know. Remember they had Going to the Moon before we actually did?
Sure.
Yeah. And
we can go all the way back to people like H.G. Wells.
Sure. And then there was Star Trek. I can't help but think of Star Trek. And I think they showed computers in their command center because I remember seeing these machines. And all the things on the machine were like the programming that comes on a computer, that a computer programmer does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, getting back to Spencer's Mountain, I couldn't help but feel empathy for the college grads today because they have no future, no hope to get a job. I know personally because I work with seniors, and they have grandchildren. And one in particular has two grandchildren who have multiple degrees, and neither one can get a job.
I can relate. Hold on there, Karen. Let's take this break, and we'll pick up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
So if y'all get a chance, I think you would enjoy checking out the story of Joshua Slocum sailing around the world alone. Rediscover the stock of the people that made this land what it is today. Sailing around the world alone. The story of Joshua Slocum. Anyway, Karen, welcome back. You were saying?
Oh, yes. I know of two grandchildren of one of my seniors that cannot get a job after graduating from college. They have all these school loans. And one of the grandsons I met personally came up here. I live on the north shore of Lake Superior in Minnesota. It's a real tourist mecca. And the only jobs to sustain this area are primarily resorts. So you've got resort clerks, cooks, receptionists, that type of thing, housekeeping, service jobs. And so he came up to live with Grandma and work at one of the local resorts as a receptionist clerk, reservationist. And I asked him what his plans were. And he said, well, my degree is in business finance. But he said, I can't get a job because I have to have 3 years' experience or I have to be the best of the best. And he said, so I'm getting my 3 years' experience by doing credit cards and balancing out at the end of the day for the reservations. And he said, I have a brother who has 2 degrees, and he's living home with Mama and Papa with no job. And they're working in minimum wage jobs.
Well, so we were, what we see here, I guess, Karen, is an example of two young people being lured by the false promises of credentialism and careerism.
Oh, yeah, I only look at college education as another 4 years for our government to brainwash our children. I'm sorry,
course,
but that's
course,
the truth.
To place these young people in debt is
absolutely
a matter of course, so they kind of get used to where they're headed.
Well, my son graduated. He had a family of 3 children. He went to school and worked full-time. He came out of college with $40,000 in school loans. Do you think these minorities have $40,000 in school loans? No, the white man is not a minority. Only the Somalis, the illegal Mexicans, and the Afro-Americans, the Arabs, they all have programs so that they can get scholarships and funding so that they come out of college with no school loans, whereas our children, the white Caucasian, come out totally indebted from the get-go, and it's not fair. And then you have the career centers. I was shocked when I went by the military enlistment centers, Army recruiters, Marine recruiters, and I see a big banner, career center. Now, you tell me what kind of a career center our high school graduates have, except they know that they'll get a free college education.
Well,
if
Karen, let me encourage you to, when you talk to your family members or your friends that are experiencing this, I would strongly suggest that they go check out a website that's called Invisible Surfs Collar.com.
Invisible
Surfs, S-E-R-F-S.
Okay.
Like an indentured servant.
Uh-huh.
And then collar, like the collar of a dress.
Yeah,
or
right.
Shirt.
Okay.
And they're going to find out how it is that they were brainwashed.
Uh-huh.
See, these programs have been in place for at least 25 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It is a system-wide socialist public education system designed to produce serfs.
Yeah.
Not people to think for themselves.
Right.
We're talking about communitarian thinkers, people that have been filled with a lot of nonsense.
Absolutely, my whole family. They all live in communities.
As if somehow learning how to be a financier in the banking community is actually something worth learning about. It's incredible to me. I find all of these people to be, frankly, useless eaters. You know, they're worthless.
Well, isn't it Germany and some of the European countries that require that their high school students that go into college have a two-year skilled trades experience?
I've heard as much, but I can't attest to that. But, you know, it makes sense. You know, when I was coming up, we had two choices as I entered adulthood. We could go OJT, that's go with on-the-job training,
mm-hmm.
which was the norm for thousands of years
right.
within humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could go to college and somehow get educated. In my day, it was very cheap to go to college. In fact, I paid for my education, such as it was,
mm-hmm.
Just out of the earnings I made working in restaurants and so forth.
Right.
And I even had my own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't easy.
Right.
But unfortunately, nowadays, people are lured by this easy credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have any kind of a financial system or a monetary system. We have a credit system.
Mm-hmm.
And people are beholden to these people who manufacture their debt out of thin air. I mean, they're victims of a transgenerational cabal of counterfeiters.
Absolutely. And now you read that if you can't pay back your school loans, you're going to be penalized with your Social Security earnings.
Well, you're going to be, you'll be marked in some fusion center as one of those evil debtors.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I never thought about that. Fusion center as a debtor, yeah.
Honest to goodness, if you want to learn how the communitarian P through 20, that's all the way through graduate school, all the way back to preschool system that is in place today, throughout this country, throughout Canada, most of the world, in fact, where there's even infrastructure to support it, it's quite astonishing. They're actually breeding people to be slaves.
Oh, absolutely, because I know that because my whole family is. They're all sheeple, and they all live in these, fenced-in associations, housing associations?
Sure.
Communitarian living, where they're dictated how they can live?
What they can plant, what they can't plant in their yards.
Oh, absolutely. My brother was furious because he got a letter from the association saying that they had complaints about his lawn not being cut. It had to be a certain amount of inches, the grass. I called it the lawn police. And he says, I got to get out of here. He said, it ended up being a mistake. But some neighbor had faultily accused him. And he came back with a letter, and then they got to the bottom of it. But the thing is he finally woke up and realized he doesn't want to be controlled anymore.
You know, Karen, tomorrow, I guess, begins the dog and pony show called the Republican National Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the current president is running unopposed, I guess, on the other side. But you know, I would encourage you and the listeners to realize the total indoctrination that most folks in our society today have actually been subjected to. In this particular instance, what I would recommend is that you do a search online for a website called Living Outside the Dialectic, and my plan was to read from that today. The lead article is called... Is communitarian law a matter of faith?
Mm-hmm.
That would be it. Living Outside the Dialectic, is communitarian law a matter of faith? And now we can see how all the Christians that go to these churches in this country have been brainwashed. Follow the links, and you'll see, for instance, a website called fanaticforjesus.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. That's Donna Martin's website. And it's not just the people in the school system and the people in the churches. It's the people in the military.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people in Washington and at your local, at your state house, they're in, I guess, what, Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yeah.
Here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And in mine down here in Texas, that would be Austin. I mean, some of the most indoctrinated members of this society are those people who put their faith in careers and credentials,
mm-hmm,
and are simply doing as they're told, towing the party line,
mm-hmm,
holding true. You know, last week I suggested that the new dialectic that they are promoting today is that dialectic between communitarianism and libertarianism.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, a lot of days I like to know what the hell the difference is.
Yeah?
That's right. Why don't you stay on the phone? Let's bring in some more callers to our conversation here.
Okay, fine.
John in Tennessee, welcome.
Hello, Lark. It's been a long time.
I've been missing you.
Well, thank you. I've been a little bit busy. I'll get to the point. I'm sorry, I don't remember the caller's name from Minnesota.
Karen.
Karen. You know, it is absolutely... It is the dialectic. It is understanding that so much of what we've been taught has been a lie. You know, I don't agree with a lot of what Henry David Thoreau had to say, Lark, but he did say something that I agree with entirely, and that's to be a man or a woman is to be a nonconformist. To think for yourself, understand that, you know, if they have something to gain by keeping you in this mind-numb state of apathy or ignorance, then they're going to lie to you. You know, I don't know, Lark, it's so unusual. You're talking about Spencer's Mountain, and since I've become aware of what's really going on, I'm listening to music differently. Karen, do you realize that the music sounds different when you have your eyes and ears open, that the words mean something entirely different? They're nice to listen to, but there's meaning behind the lyrics of a song, even to the point where we watch these so-called situational comedies from the 60s. You know, one of my favorite ones was Gilligan's Island. That's a story of America, folks. Even closing song where it talks about no phone, no lights, no motor cars. That's where they're taking us. That's where they want us.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Spencer's Mountain that I found interesting is that there's a part of the movie where Clayboy Spencer, who, of course, was the model for John Boy in the 70s series The Waltons, and that was, of course, from a book by Laura Ingalls Wilder, and her daughter helped to write it, those series of books. Her name, Rose Wilder Lane, who was one of the early libertarians who wrote during the days of World War II. But in that movie, Clay Spencer takes his whole family over to Colonel Coleman, the richest man of the county. He wants to borrow some money so that he can send his oldest child off to college with the promise that with Clayboy going through college, he would pave the way for the other 9 siblings of the brood. And, of course, in the film, in that scene, Colonel Coleman asks, "But what collateral have you, Clay?" And in a grand gesture, Clay Spencer, played by Henry Fonda, waves his arm to his entire brood and his wife and his parents. "This is my collateral." Hold on there, folks. Let's take this break. We'll be back for our final segment.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
That song, Three Roses, represent my late mother, my late brother, and my late sister. All members of my nuclear family, all gone. beaten down by this system, which we know today is communitarian. And they were murdered by the schools. They were murdered by their doctors. They were lied to. They believed the lies. But I'm grateful we still have John on the line. And Ronnie, we have Ronnie, you in the wings, so hold in there. John, please continue.
I don't know if Karen must have left.
She dropped, but she's listening.
Okay, well, you were talking earlier about last week's program, which I didn't hear. I should say broadcast. I don't like program. The last week's broadcast was on isms. I would ask people, once again, there's an old cartoon. It looks like something that Disney may have come up with. And it's a cartoon that predicts today's history, and it was made about 50 years ago. And it's all about ism, this little bottle sold by a huckster. Bottle, it's called ism, and it's got all the cures to humanity's problems. You drink that ism, yep, and it'll keep it. Have you seen that cartoon?
I have. John, I hope you don't mind. Let's bring in Ronnie to this last couple minutes that we have.
Sure.
Ronnie, how are you? Still with us, Ronnie? Well, Ronnie, you can come in if you hear. But go ahead, John. Continue.
Well,
there it is.
Oh, go ahead, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. It just clicked in. Apparently, I was talking, but there was no transfer. So.
Oh, I see. Well, we still have about a minute and a half left.
Yeah,
please,
it's a beautiful day here to answer your question, and I just wanted to contribute that, you know, we perceive a lot of things as obstacles that are really illusions, and sometimes just letting go of the fears that we're controlled by and these false belief paradigms is quite freeing, and that if the mob, you know, the masses or the sheeple, as you call them, are the problem, you know, we've seen the enemy and it is us, then we need to really look at our own, re-examine our own contributions to the problems. And I think
Americans need to wake up to the fact that we have stopped loving ourselves.
Exactly. Very good. Thank you so much. But let's do that. Socrates said, "An unexamined life may not be worth living." So let's try it.
Well, thank you, Ronnie, John, and Karen, so much for weighing in today and helping me get through this hour.
Great show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Great
Stay
music.
Tuned to Mary Toko.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Are you against